Session 5. Priorities among secured parties. Understanding the rules governing the priorities among secured parties is essential for navigating the complexities of secured transactions. These rules determine which creditors have superior rights to collateral in the event of a debtor's default or bankruptcy. This chapter delves into the general rules for priority, explains the distinctions between perfected and unperfected interests, discusses the nuances of competing perfected interests, and examines specific priority rules, such as those concerning purchase money security interests, PMSIs, and conflicts between buyers of goods and secured creditors. General rules for priority in secured transactions. Understanding the priority rules in secured transactions is crucial for legal practitioners, creditors, and debtors, as it dictates the order in which claims on collateral are addressed during enforcement actions like bankruptcy or liquidation. This comprehensive exploration details the fundamental principles of priority, focusing particularly on the first-in-time, first-in-right doctrine and the distinctions between perfected and unperfected security interests. 1. Introduction to priority in secured transactions. The concept of priority in secured transactions determines how multiple claims against the same collateral are ranked. Priority affects the ability of a secured creditor to recover the amount owed if the debtor defaults or goes into bankruptcy. It ensures that the rights of secured creditors are protected in accordance with the time and manner in which their security interests were secured and perfected. 2. The legal framework of priority. The priority of security interests in personal property in the United States is primarily governed by Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC. The UCC provides a standardized set of rules that dictate how security interests are created, perfected, and enforced across jurisdictions, thereby simplifying the process of securing loans and selling collateral in commercial transactions. 3. First-in-time, first-in-right principle. A. Definition and application. The first-in-time, first-in-right principle is the cornerstone of the priority rules under the UCC. This rule states that the priority of security interests generally depends on the order in which those interests were perfected. The first creditor to perfect a security interest in a particular piece of collateral generally has a superior claim over creditors who perfect their interests later. B. Perfecting a security interest. Perfection can be achieved through various methods, such as filing a financing statement, taking possession of the collateral, or obtaining control over the collateral, in cases of intangible assets or rights. The date and time of perfection are critical, as they determine the secured party's rank in the order of priority. C. Exceptions to the rule. There are notable exceptions to the first-in-time, first-in-right principle. For instance, certain types of liens, such as mechanics liens or tax liens, may have statutory priority that overrides earlier perfected security interests. Additionally, purchase money security interests, PMSIs, in consumer goods may receive special priority treatment, allowing them to jump ahead of previously perfected interests under specific conditions. 4. Perfection versus unperfection. Implications for priority. A. Importance of perfection. Perfection of a security interest is vital for establishing legal priority over the collateral. Without perfection, a security interest is generally considered unperfected and is vulnerable to being subordinated to the claims of both later perfecting secured creditors and certain lien creditors. B. Risks of remaining unperfected. An unperfected security interest is at significant risk during the debtor's insolvency proceedings. Unperfected interests are typically subordinate not only to all perfected interests, but also potentially to the claims of general unsecured creditors who have not secured or perfected any interests in the collateral. See priority conflicts. In practice, conflicts often arise between perfected and unperfected security interests, especially when multiple parties have interests in the same collateral. The general rule under the UCC is that a perfected security interest takes precedence over an unperfected security interest, reinforcing the need for creditors to perfect their interests promptly. V. Practical implications and strategies. A. Monitoring and managing security interests. Creditors must diligently monitor and manage their security interests to maintain priority. This includes timely filing of financing statements, renewing such statements before they lapse, and ensuring that all documentation related to perfection is accurate and complete. B. Legal challenges and disputes. Disputes over priority can lead to complex legal challenges. Creditors must be prepared to enforce their rights through litigation if necessary, which requires a thorough understanding of both statutory priority rules and the specific details of the security agreement and corresponding perfection. C. Advising clients. Legal practitioners must advise their clients on the importance of promptly perfecting security interests and on maintaining meticulous records of all transactions affecting the collateral. Additionally, understanding and anticipating potential priority disputes can help in structuring transactions to minimize risks. The rules governing the priority of security interests are fundamental to the functioning of secured transactions. They provide a predictable framework that creditors rely on to assess risk and extend credit. By adhering to the principles of first in time, first in right, and ensuring the proper perfection of security interests, creditors can significantly enhance their chances of recovery in the event of debtor default. Legal professionals play a critical role in guiding clients through these complex priority landscapes to safeguard financial interests effectively. Priority of perfected versus unperfected interests. Understanding the distinction between perfected and unperfected security interests is fundamental to grasping how secured transactions operate within the framework of commercial law, particularly under Article 9 of the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC. This distinction profoundly affects the rights of creditors, especially in scenarios involving debtor defaults or bankruptcy proceedings. This comprehensive discussion will explore the concepts of legal standing and public notice, illustrating why perfected interests generally hold supremacy over unperfected ones, and how these principles protect creditors in secured transactions. 1. Introduction to security interests under the UCC. Under the UCC, a security interest is an interest in personal property or fixtures that secures payment or performance of an obligation. The creation of a security interest involves attachment, but its enforceability against third parties, especially other creditors, requires perfection. The UCC provides multiple methods for perfection, including filing a financing statement, taking possession of the collateral, or controlling the collateral, depending on its nature. 2. Legal framework of perfected and unperfected interests. The UCC delineates clear rules for the treatment of perfected and unperfected security interests. These rules are designed to establish a hierarchy of claims that promotes credit market efficiency and reduces litigation risks among creditors. A. Definition and significance. Perfected interest. A security interest that has undergone the process of perfection, which could involve filing a public notice, taking possession of the collateral, or obtaining control over it. Perfection makes a security interest enforceable not just against the debtor, but also against third parties. Unperfected interest. A security interest that is attached but not perfected. While it may be enforceable against the debtor, it lacks the robustness to withstand claims from third parties who have perfected their interests or who are entitled to statutory privileges. 3. Priority of perfected versus unperfected interests. A. Legal standing. Superior legal standing of perfected interests. Perfection grants a security interest priority over later perfecting or unperfected interests in the same collateral. This priority is crucial in insolvency proceedings, where assets of the defaulting debtor are limited and must be distributed among creditors. Protection against trustees and lien creditors. In bankruptcy scenarios, Trustees may seek to invalidate unsecured or unperfected interests to maximize the assets distributable to unsecured creditors. Perfected interests, however, typically withstand such challenges, thereby preserving the secured creditor's claim to the collateral. B. Public notice. Filing a UCC-1 financing statement. The most common method of perfection involves filing a UCC-1 statement with a state registry, which serves as public notice of the creditor's interest in the debtor's assets. This filing informs other potential creditors of the existing claims on the collateral, thereby allowing them to make informed decisions about extending credit. Effects of public notice. By providing public notice, the filing system helps prevent secretive or fraudulent transactions by ensuring that information about secured interests is accessible. This transparency is crucial for maintaining the integrity of credit markets. 4. The consequences of failing to perfect a security interest. A. Subordination in priority. Unperfected interests are generally subordinate to perfected interests. In a conflict between multiple creditors claiming the same collateral, those with unperfected interests will likely recover less, if anything, compared to those with earlier or properly perfected interests. B. Vulnerability in legal proceedings. Bankruptcy proceedings. In bankruptcy, perfected creditors are treated as secured creditors, with rights to seize and liquidate specific collateral. Unperfected creditors, however, may be reclassified as unsecured creditors, significantly diminishing their priority and potential recovery. State and local tax liens. Unperfected security interests are particularly vulnerable to statutory liens such as tax liens, which may be granted super priority status under state laws. Strategic considerations for creditors. Creditors must be vigilant about the perfection status of their security interests. This vigilance includes understanding the types of collateral they are securing, utilizing the appropriate method of perfection, and monitoring the expiration of perfection to maintain their priority status. A. Best practices. Regular audits. Creditors should conduct regular audits of their filing practices and the status of their secured portfolios to ensure all interests are appropriately perfected and renewal deadlines are met. Legal consultation. Regular consultations with legal professionals can help creditors navigate complex scenarios and ensure compliance with evolving commercial laws. The priority rules between perfected and unperfected security interests play a pivotal role in secured transactions, influencing creditor behaviors and shaping the dynamics of lending practices. These rules ensure that creditors who conscientiously perfect and maintain their security interests are rewarded with superior legal standing and protection, significantly affecting the outcomes in credit recoveries during debtor defaults or insolvencies. Understanding and strategically managing these priorities are crucial for maximizing the effectiveness of security interests and safeguarding financial. 3. Priority among multiple perfected interests. In the realm of secured transactions, the issue of priority among multiple perfected interests is a critical aspect of creditor rights and bankruptcy law. This intricate topic involves understanding how various claims on the same collateral are ranked when more than one creditor has taken the necessary steps to perfect their security interests. This detailed examination explores the foundational rule of order of perfection, the exceptions to this rule, and special considerations that may influence priority outcomes. 1. Introduction to priority in secured transactions. In secured transactions, priority determines which creditor gets paid first out of the proceeds of the collateral when the debtor defaults or declares bankruptcy. The Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, provides a framework for establishing priority among creditors, which is particularly important when multiple creditors claim interests in the same piece of collateral. 2. The basic rule of order of perfection. A. Definition and importance. The first to file or first to perfect rule is the cornerstone of determining priority among secured creditors. This rule states that the priority of security interests generally depends on the chronological order of perfection. Creditors who perfect their interests first have priority over those who perfect later. B. Perfection and its timing. Perfection can be achieved through various methods, including filing a UCC-1 financing statement, taking possession of the collateral, or obtaining control over it. The exact time of perfection is critical, as it establishes the creditor's place in the queue of claimants on the collateral. C. Practical application. In practice, this rule requires creditors to act swiftly to perfect their interests to ensure they obtain the highest possible priority. This often involves a race to the state's filing office to file the necessary paperwork or to take possession or control of the collateral. 3. Exceptions and special priority rules. While the general rule of order of perfection provides a clear framework, several exceptions can alter the typical priority outcome. These exceptions are designed to address specific situations or types of collateral where the standard rule might not yield a fair or economically efficient result. A. Purchase money security interests, PMSIs. Definition and rationale. A PMSI arises when the creditor provides financing for the acquisition of the collateral, allowing the debtor to acquire the goods. PMSIs are given a super priority status under certain conditions to encourage trade and financing by ensuring that creditors who enable debtors to obtain goods can reclaim them if the debtor defaults. Conditions for super priority. For a PMSI to take precedence over an earlier perfected interest, the PMSI must be perfected typically within 20 days of the debtor receiving possession of the collateral. B. Buyers in the ordinary course of business. Protection from secured creditors. Buyers who purchase goods in the ordinary course of business from a seller who regularly deals in such goods generally take the goods free of a security interest created by the seller, even if it is perfected and the buyer is aware of its existence. Economic policy. This rule promotes commercial efficiency by protecting ordinary business transactions from the complexities of hidden security interests and fostering a free-flowing marketplace. C. Statutory liens. Certain liens, such as mechanics liens or tax liens, may have statutory priority over previously perfected security interests. These liens are often granted priority because they are considered to be in the public interest or necessary for economic policy reasons. 4. Special types of collateral. Special rules may also apply based on the type of collateral involved. For example, inventory financing and accounts receivable have specific provisions under the UCC that can alter the general priority rule. A. Inventory financing. A lender who finances a debtor's inventory may obtain a priority interest in the inventory and its proceeds, provided specific notification and perfection requirements are met. B. Accounts receivable. Special rules apply to accounts receivable, particularly regarding the assignment of proceeds and the rights of an assignee versus other secured creditors. The priority among multiple perfected interests is a nuanced and complex area of secured transaction law. It requires a deep understanding of the UCC's provisions, awareness of exceptions, and strategic consideration of timing and method of perfection. For legal practitioners, navigating these waters is essential for advising clients on securing financing, protecting investments, and understanding their rights and obligations in the context of multiple creditor claims. This comprehensive knowledge ensures that practitioners can effectively advocate for their clients' interests in negotiations, enforcement actions, and bankruptcy proceedings. 4. Special priority rules in secured transactions. In the intricate domain of secured transactions, special priority rules play a crucial role in addressing specific scenarios and types of collateral. These rules modify the general priority framework to accommodate unique circumstances, often focusing on the nature of the collateral and the specific dynamics of secured financing. This comprehensive examination will delve into two primary areas where special priority rules apply: purchase money security interests, PMSIs, and the interactions between buyers of goods and secured creditors. 1. Purchase money security interests, PMSIs. A. Definition and theoretical foundation. Definition: A purchase money security interest, PMSI, arises when credit is extended to a debtor primarily for the purpose of enabling the debtor to acquire goods or equipment. This type of security interest secures the repayment of that credit. Crucially, a PMSI gives the creditor providing the financing a super priority over other secured creditors, even those who perfected their interests earlier. Theoretical foundation. The rationale behind PMSIs is to stimulate commerce and financing of goods. By providing such creditors with super priority, the law encourages lenders to finance debtors' acquisition of goods, knowing that they can reclaim these goods or their value if the debtor defaults. B. Impact of PMSIs. Economic implications. PMSIs are essential for commercial growth as they ensure liquidity and credit flow in the market, particularly in sectors where businesses require substantial initial capital to acquire inventory or equipment. Legal implications. For other creditors, the special status of PMSIs means that their diligence in perfecting a security interest might still result in a subordinate position to a PMSI holder, altering typical risk assessments and lending behaviors. See requirements for establishing PMSIs. Perfecting the PMSI. The creditor must perfect the PMSI promptly, generally within 20 days after the debtor receives possession of the collateral, to enjoy super priority. This time frame is critical as it helps maintain the legitimacy and traceability of the transaction. Notification. In some jurisdictions, to establish priority over other secured creditors, particularly those with security interests in the same inventory, the PMSI holder must notify other creditors before the debtor takes possession of the collateral. 2. Buyers of goods versus secured creditors. A general rule and its rationale. General rule: Buyers of goods who purchase without knowledge of an existing security interest, for value, and before the filing of a financing statement, generally acquire the goods free of the security interest. This rule applies provided the goods are purchased for personal, family, or household purposes. Rationale: This rule protects casual or consumer buyers from the complexities and hidden risks of security interests in the goods they acquire, promoting free and clear commerce at the consumer level. B. Scope and limitations. Scope: Typically, this rule benefits consumers who might lack the resources or knowledge to check for existing security interests and ensures that personal property transactions remain straightforward and accessible. Limitations: The protection afforded to buyers under this rule does not extend to instances where a financing statement has been filed before the purchase. In such cases, the buyer is presumed to have constructive notice of the security interest, regardless of actual knowledge. 3. Practical considerations and legal strategies. A. Due diligence for creditors. Monitoring collateral. Creditors need to actively monitor their collateral and the status of filings, especially in markets where PMSIs are common. Keeping abreast of filings can inform timely action, including issuing required notifications or contesting the priority of a newly filed PMSI. Legal documentation and verification. Rigorous documentation and verification practices are essential for establishing and maintaining the priority of security interests, particularly for PMSIs. Creditors should ensure all agreements clearly delineate the terms of credit and the nature of the security interest. B. Advice for consumers and business buyers. Awareness and verification. Buyers should be encouraged to verify the existence of any security interests, especially when acquiring high-value items. Simple checks, such as searching UCC filings, can prevent future legal complications. Understanding rights. Legal education for buyers regarding their rights and protections under the UCC can prevent inadvertent entanglement in priority disputes. Special priority rules in secured transactions address unique aspects of commercial practice and creditor-debtor dynamics. Understanding these rules, notably the implications of PMSIs and the rights of buyers versus secured creditors, is vital for all parties involved in secured transactions. These rules not only protect certain creditor classes to encourage economic activity, but also shield consumers from unforeseen encumbrances, balancing interests across the commercial spectrum. For legal practitioners, mastery of these rules is essential for providing accurate counsel and for navigating the complexities of secured lending and purchasing transactions effectively. Summary of Session 5: Priorities Among Secured Parties. In Session 5, we delve into the critical topic of priorities among secured parties within the realm of secured transactions. This area is essential for understanding how multiple claims on the same collateral are addressed under the law, particularly when different creditors secure interests in the same debtor's assets. 1. General rules for priority. The foundational principle here is the first-in-time, first-in-right rule. Generally, the order in which security interests are perfected determines the priority of claims. The first creditor to perfect their security interest holds priority over those who perfect later. The distinction between perfected and unperfected interests plays a crucial role. A perfected interest typically holds priority over an unperfected interest. This is vital for enforcing rights against the collateral in case of the debtor's default or bankruptcy. 2. Order of perfection. Perfection is typically achieved by filing a UCC-1 financing statement, taking possession of the collateral, or gaining control over the collateral. The precise timing of these actions can decisively impact a creditor's priority status. 3. Exceptions and special rules. While the first-in-time, first-in-right principle is predominant, there are important exceptions that can alter priority rankings. Purchase money security interests, PMSIs, enjoy a super priority status under certain conditions, primarily when financing is provided for the debtor to acquire the collateral. To claim this priority, the interest must usually be perfected within 20 days after the debtor receives possession of the collateral. Buyers of goods versus secured creditors. Buyers who purchase goods for personal use without knowledge of an existing security interest and before the filing of a financing statement generally take the goods free of the security interest. This rule protects ordinary consumers and keeps transactions straightforward. 4. Practical considerations. Understanding these priority rules is crucial for creditors to strategize their lending practices and for debtors to understand their rights and obligations under the law. It also helps legal practitioners provide informed advice on secured transactions, ensuring their clients can effectively navigate the complexities of securing and claiming interests. This week's focus on priorities among secured parties highlights the complex interplay of legal principles that govern secured transactions. It underscores the importance of timely and correct perfection of security interests and awareness of the exceptions that can shift priority rankings, shaping the landscape of secured lending and borrowing.